It's Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
Yeah.
On the Rock of Southern California, 95.5 KLOS.
Frosty, Heidi, and Frank show. Thank you for joining us. You can always call in and participate on the show. 1-800-955-KLOS is the number. Be sure and follow us on Twitter and Instagram as well. Also on Facebook and our website. Everything is FHF show if you're looking for us on the digital platforms. What else you got, Frosty?
Oh, I got all kinds of goodies. You ready? Stay-at-home wives in the news.
Yeah. Stay-at-home wives or stay-at-home moms?
Wow, shocking.
Moms.
Wives are staying home?
Moms.
Oh.
I saw this over the weekend. This guy, his husband, says he can't afford his wife as a stay-at-home mom because they need the money, but he understands, I guess, because she does things that he says are worth something. You know, what the woman does at the home is worth something. So he can't decide whether or not to tell her she needs to get back to work, but she wants to stay at home and be a good mother. But he understands that what she does is good value raising the kids, but they need the money. And his understanding was, okay, when we had the kid, you were going to stay at home for maybe 6 months, maybe a year, maybe. But it's turned into 3 years. Now they're going broke. And is it right for him to tell him, hey, honey, you got to go back to work?
Does no one talk about this before they have
Well, they
a baby?
Did.
Like,
they did.
But
here's
once she's,
I make, here's what you, okay, we have the baby. I mean, like, isn't that all figured
out? No, they did, and then she hasn't gone back to work. She's like, oh, yeah, I plan on totally, I'll have the baby, and then I'll go back. And then she never went back.
Oh.
And now she used the, I don't want to be a bad mom.
Yeah.
Then how can you argue with that?
Right.
And she's saying, okay, isn't thing everything fine now? The son's growing up well. He's got all his attention and the house is clean. Yeah. Now she's probably, she's used to the routine of doing, I would say doing nothing, but I mean not working. She doesn't want to go back to work. She didn't have to.
Aren't there those companies that you're like, are you a stay-at-home mom and you want to stuff envelopes and make 45 grand a year? I mean, there aren't companies you can do from home. I don't know.
Stuff envelopes anymore.
Or whatever.
Envelopes.
I don't
even
know.
Do you make envelopes anymore?
I don't know. I haven't licked an envelope in years.
Really? I had to tell I gained this weight. And that and postage stamps.
Who knew that the glue was so fattening?
Delicious.
Why do they make diet? What about people with diabetes? They can't lick stamps. Do they make a diet calorie? Anyway. So I don't know if any of you dealt with that, but whether or not you avoided having that talk of trying to tell your wife, excuse me, honey, we need the money.
Derek, you want to chime in on this?
Work.
Well, my wife stays at home. Thank you very much, Frank. And she's listening right now.
I figured we could tell
Hi,
her.
Honey.
We could tell her what she's got to do.
And she hasn't gone back. And we've had a couple of arguments about it.
How old is the kid?
A year and a half.
Did you have a talk beforehand? And did you come up with a time where she might stay home 6 months or maybe a year and that time's come and gone?
No, that's the thing is we didn't put a deadline on
it.
And she is building her gym because she's a personal trainer. So she left the gym with the hopes that, okay, for a couple of months, we're going to take care of the baby. I'm going to take care of the baby. Then I'm going to build up my clientele for private training.
How can you build a clientele while you're building a baby?
Well, she eventually would then get one client, go to their house while I watch the baby, then get two clients.
Oh, wow. So it's going to be a booming business with one client for a while.
Well, they make good money.
Well, yeah, if you get more than one client.
To go to your house and train you, you can make some good money.
But she's, this is all in her head. It's a plan. It's a dream.
I don't think there's big demand for that in Lancaster.
Well, we got in a
home
fight
gyms.
Last week.
Oh, did you?
Just last week.
About this?
About this same thing. Because the gym that she is quote unquote building in the garage, I've done all the damn work to build the gym.
Wait, no one's going to want to pay to go to a gym in a garage.
What?
I'm telling you that right now.
Unless it's $5. Unless it's super cheap.
Unless it's, super duper cheap and it's open 24 hours.
But you've got a licensed, insured, certified personal trainer. You just go to her garage. She'll train you out of the
building.
Is the garage air conditioned?
Yeah.
But it's a garage.
It is.
The size of a regular garage? Or is it a massive four-car garage with amazing facilities?
Is there a car in it? Does it look like a garage otherwise?
Well, my motorcycle's in it, sure.
Okay. No one's going to want to work out next to a motorcycle.
Well, the thing is, you can pay $20 a month, and Frank's right. Pay $20 a month
for a health club.
24 hours. I don't have to pick a time. I can go whenever it's convenient for me and work out for $20 a month.
But you don't get a personal trainer.
What do you have in there? One machine?
Oh my gosh,
one machine from Costco that was $200? I mean,
she doesn't have any machines.
No machines.
Well, she's
got a couple of bungee cords. What do you got?
Yeah, a
couple of garage bungee cords. He's using it as tie downs. But you can also use these for triceps.
She is a new soon, I'm afraid.
She's listening. Don't encourage her to ask me to buy more equipment.
Does she at least have the squishy blue mat? on, or is it the bare concrete down there?
No, get a job at a gym and provide your services at the gym so people who are interested to spend more than the $20 for the membership will hire the local gym trainer. And when they go to work out, they'll use her as their trainer at the gym.
There you go.
She did that for years. It's not a good gig.
But it's better to do it in your garage next to a motorcycle.
Yes, okey-dokey. Is.
With clients she doesn't have yet.
Are they lifting the motorcycle? I mean, is that the goal?
Then you can write it off.
It's a business expense.
If she's
coming to my house to train me, why does she have a home gym? She's coming to me.
She could do both.
Oh.
Honey, she doesn't have a home gym. She has a garage with a motorcycle in it and a couple of things hanging out.
Are there paint cans on shelves on the wall, too?
Because
no one wants to breathe in paint fumes and gasoline fumes while they're working out.
Unless it's like a cool next generation, like a hillbilly motif, like an old crappy garage. It looks artsy fartsy. Oh, look how artistically it's decorated.
Yeah. Kind of like when Rocky was working out in the barn in Russia.
Yes.
Yeah, that
vibe. A bale of hay, uh-huh. Maybe a cow.
Like I said, they're lifting the motorcycle. She's on the motorcycle and they're dragging her down the road.
She's getting, you can do it. You can do it.
Lift this tool chest, man. It's a craftsman.
Are they pushing her while she's riding the motorcycle?
Grab that wrench. Swing that hammer, baby.
I'm going to kick Drago's ass.
Erica.
You're the best around.
Yeah.
With a little soundtrack.
No, it's not decorated like a Russian barn.
So it's not decorated. There's no equipment. There's nothing but two ropes from the ceiling. And she doesn't have any clients yet. How's it going?
So she's doing that at home so she can run in real quick and not pay attention to what I'm doing or to pay her for so she can go take care of the child.
Well, I would watch the child when a client came to the house. That would be the idea.
Why not combine? I've seen those things where they combine
the kids.
This
is a horrible idea.
They combine the kids in. So, like, bring
your
kid. It
really is. It's a horrible business plan.
So we'll, like, use the kid somehow. Like, you can bring your kid. You don't have time to work out. You've got a kid. So now you bring your baby. My baby's here. And we all work out. And
that's what I thought gymborees were. I thought they were women would go and they'd work out with their children. Like, yeah. It's a big play area, and there was workout machines. Like, they'd all be on treadmills or taking aerobics classes, and it was gymboree.
Do you have room for a play area?
Not.
A
child. This is where the kids play.
Hmm. How about a vat where they can stomp grapes? Anything where the children can be put to work.
We are trying. I am trying to convince her to get off her ass and work on this business. You guys are ruining it.
It's a bad business model. Yeah, she needs to abandon this before it costs you more. You're sinking money in a money pit. It's not going to make any revenue significant. And by the way, something like that, I would pay a dollar for. I mean, there's 99-cent stores, and there's stores in Rodeo Drive. She's going for the 99-cent bargain basement, cheap, crappy, poor person's gym.
Frosty, be honest, you'd pay a dollar not to go.
Right. My first client's right here. I'll give you a dollar not to go to your stupid gym.
What's she charging for the gym?
I don't know. We're not even that far yet, Frank.
The grim. We'll call it the garage and gym combined.
We got in a big fight last week because this garage is not being converted like it was supposed to.
Your studio. Supposed to be your recording studio.
Half of it. That's
it's all half a recording studio,
it's,
half a gym.
Yes,
come on.
And a motorcycle.
It looks
this
nice.
This is ridiculous.
My half is done. That is the thing. My half is done. Recording studio, done. Place for the motorcycle with all of my cool motorcycle stuff,
how many
done.
Square feet we talking here
how
for
big
the
is
gym
this
space?
Is it a two-car?
It's a crappy little condo, so how big is the garage?
It's a two-car garage. Why does that matter?
What's one-car garage? It's not enough room for a gymnasium.
Are there oil stains on the floor from the previous owner?
No, I invested in nice workout mats to go on the floor.
Is it an electric door? Do you have to manually pull it up with springs and go, boing?
Is it finished at least? Are there drywall on the walls? Okay,
it's finished.
I'm looking at studs.
So
call it studs and take the drywall off.
Studs, hey.
Yeah, and then she just trains men in the garage because men like to hang out in the garage. So she'll teach them how to do stuff in their garage to help them get in shape.
Would you work out at studs?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's a plan.
And then, you know, you'll never be bored, but it'll be bored.
We don't care if you're hammered.
Yeah.
As long as you pay cash.
Get so hot, people are going to want to nail you.
Hey, we can go on.
I don't know.
We're going to charge for this. So all of you picture your car, take a piece of chalk and put a rectangle, mark around the perimeter of your car. That's all the space he has to work with. One car, that's all the space is left.
I mean, if somebody's
for an entire health club.
What do you got, a dumbbell and a Nordic track? What do you got in there?
She's got a lot of different stuff. She does what is called resistance training, which requires no machines.
Two ropes.
No, she's got this thing. What do you call this thing? This giant rope where you go. Rah, rah, rah.
Oh, just two. Nice. She has two ropes.
Those heavy
that
ropes.
She,
yeah.
She bought heavy sailor's rope. Great.
She's got that.
And you need to hire a trainer to show you how to do that.
You flip it.
I just learned.
You whip it.
Yeah.
You just whip it. Okay. Here's $100.
Like,
oh, come on.
Like 30 times.
Yeah. Whip it good.
So
should you go to people's homes and just see what they have available? Like, you know, I saw the guy was like, hey, you got a couple of milk jugs. You could use them as curls. You know, milk gallons of milk are heavy. Like, what find things around their house that they could use as workout equipment?
Mm. Yeah, there's something
and
that, there.
That's all fine and good. But a lot of people need a trainer. They need somebody to go visit, somebody to come visit them to keep them motivated.
So this is her pipe dream. Rather than actually get a real job and go make a real salary with benefits somewhere.
All right. We got Deborah on the phone. She wants to talk about this business plan you have going on, Eric. Hello, Deborah.
Hey, Frank.
What's that?
So I manage HOAs, and I don't want to bust Eric's bubble, but a lot of HOAs, they don't allow you to run a business out of your home.
Oh, yeah. Can you run a business out of your condo?
Well,
and then
the
also,
HOA isn't
a lot of times the garages have to be used for the intent that they're built for, so you can't have other things in your vehicles in your garage.
Eric didn't even check on that, did you? You didn't even check.
He thought he was buying a home when he bought a condo.
He does not read fine print.
So the minute somebody gets upset,
you have to check into that because some board members are really picky and strict about those things.
Especially all the strangers and the cars on the street that are coming at all hours to go train. And people will find out what you're doing.
You know, it's probably not in the homeowners association rules because no one thought of that idea because it's so stupid. Who would do that?
And they can amend those things without even notice. So.
And it's not a home gym. It's a condo gym.
Oh. All right. I'm going to give you a prize, Deborah.
Okay.
I'm going to send you to see Billy Idol at the House of Blues in Anaheim, March 13th.
Awesome. Thank you.
Huh? There you go. Stay on hold.
At this point, I think Eric needs a prize. His wife off her butt, get a real job.
No, but listen, your daughter, really smart, really well-raised.
Yeah.
You probably wouldn't have gotten that if she just dumped her somewhere.
No, she's a fantastic mother.
Just let her stay home and not work. Why are you pressuring her?
Because that wasn't the deal, Frank.
And they need the money.
Why don't you work harder?
I am working as hard as I can.
You can get another job. We're going to work KBC on the weekends or something.
What a novel idea.
Frank, I think you'd be paying them then.
I mean, you won't be embarrassed because no one will know you have a second job.
Well, let me just sum this up like this.
Oh, you got to sum that up. Yeah. How do we start?
What?
Oh, the guy is upset with his
wife.
Yes,
if your wife won't go back to work. See, Eric, this is you're 18 months in. This is going to be 18 years in. If you don't nip this in the bud, send her back to work now.
Yeah, but then you got to pay for daycare, and all of a sudden it's like, well, hey, after all is said and done, I made $14 this week.
Hell,
no,
still
it doesn't matter. She's going to only go so far. She'll have the equipment in the gym and say she's trying to get clients, but it's hard. And so it's going to be another 3 or 4 or 5 years before she gets enough clients where it actually pay off anyway. So that 5 years, she could have been doing something else and paying for daycare. But actually has some money coming in to help, as opposed to this should be her second job. Go get a real job and try to build clients. And once you get enough clients, then you can quit your other job and train it out of the garage. But you can't just start out of the garage.
No.
I mean,
at least right now she can
write
Steve off.
Steve Jobs.
She
can, didn't you start in the garage with Apple?
Yes, yes.
Steve Jobs was onto something. I don't think his wife is onto something. But at least right now she can write off the television for watching Oprah all day.
Oh, my God, Frosty.
I'll just close with this. In the words of a Polish parliament member who was speaking about women in the workplace, let's just roll the Polish lawmaker.
Do you know how many women are in the first 100 of chess players? I tell you, no one. And of course, women must earn less than men because they are weaker, they are smaller, they are less intelligent, and they must earn less. That's all.
That doesn't really fit there, but I don't know where else to use
it. Guess who didn't get laid that night? That guy. Well, Polish people really are dumb.
That was the Polish parliament.
Of course
he
did.
Good luck, Eric.
Oh, my God.
All right. We got Max. He says he has a friend with a successful personal training business. He can give you advice, Eric. And also Joe had a friend who had a gym garage and charges $100 per person.
Whoa.
See?
Wow, look how many people you'd have to have.
Dang.
To pay your condo mortgage. How many people would you have to have? How many people does she have to start training at $100 a pop?
I'm not going to tell you what my mortgage payment is.
I'm just saying, what are you expecting? You're like, this has been discussed, so you have a number for her part of the finances, responsibility. How many people does she have to start training for her to actually meet her commitment?
15.
15.
That is the number.
15 people a day 15 different people 3 times a week?
15 sessions a week. So it could be one guy, 15 sessions. That's fine.
But no one's going to do 15 sessions a week, one guy.
Yeah, so that's, you mean 15 people then. And how many does she have now? I forget.
You mean five people, zero? Three sessions a week.
Sure. Yeah, exactly.
Because, yeah, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, come over to the house or just or whatever, stagger them. But you need five people to pay for three sessions a week.
Isn't that
I think we can get that. Would you mind if listeners did this and came to your house?
Yes.
No, if you need the money, we solicit, and she can get five people like that. Why not?
To come to my home.
Have you seen our listeners? Some could use some personal training.
It's not a home. It's a condo with a garage. And half of it empty right now, doing absolutely nothing.
All right.
We're trying to save you,
if you'd
you,
like
man.
To train in Eric's garage with his lovely wife, give us a call, 1-800-955-5567. I'll hook you up.
Maybe the first 10 callers get a discount of some kind. What do you think?
Yeah, 10 sessions, the 11th one's free.
Yeah, yeah. You have a card. You punch a card.
See, we've solved all your money problems.
Oh, thank you so much.
We've got to come back with your calls. We're Frost, Johnny, and Frank.